Fucked Up Z Movie Critic Gallery. It's the Fucked Up Z Critic Movie Gallery. He's the one that rates the films in which the actors deserve no salary. From Straight Talk to Donnie Darko to Karate Kid Part 2. These are the worst movies that absolutely blew. These movies are so terrible, they make you go berserk. You'd rather watch C-SPAN or the Home Shopping Network. It's the Fucked Up Z Critic Movie Gallery. These movies suck so bad that you'd rather drink pee. It's the Fucked Up Z Critic Movie Gallery. These movies fucking suck. Hi, and I'm your host for the Z Critic Movie Gallery, Z-Man. As you know, episode 1, we did Donnie Darko. Well, today for episode 2, we're doing a movie that absolutely positively is just bad. Like, it's so bad, I could barely even fucking finish it. But thanks, you better thank me later, viewers and listeners, because I had to sit through this awful fucking piece of shit just for you. I remember running Vanilla Sky when I was about 18, 19 years old, and it was on a brand new release, and spending like $3.81 of my hard-earned fucking money for this movie. That's bullshit. I just spend like 4 hours of my paycheck for this awful piece of shit. This movie's horrible. Well, let's get down to this and examine this piece of shit movie. Alright. Handsome, cocky, and very wealthy publishing tycoon David Aramis Cruz, plays by Tom Cruise, can have anything he wants, but David's charmed life feels incomplete. During an eventful evening, David meets Sophia, the woman of his dreams, but a fateful encounter with a jealous lover spins his life out of control, rocketing him on a thrilling, twisted, and mind-blowing journey. The Intelligent Dream World movie will excite, intrigue, and surprise you to the full. It is a thought-provoking masterpiece, more like fucking shit piece, one of the most underrated movies of all time. It can also be very confusing and make you wonder what is in the world is really happening. Seriously, what is a dream and what is real? Anyone have the real answer? Yeah, I got the real fucking answer. This movie is a piece of fucking horrible piece of garbage that doesn't even deserve to, like, be mentioned on this fucking show. But I'm doing it so people don't fucking rent this and believe that this is actually, like, a decent fucking movie. Fucking piece of shit. Anyways, pretty much just to break it down to you, these are the main actors. Tom Cruise, obviously, plays David Ames. Penelope Cruz plays Sophia Serrano. Cameron Diaz, oh, man, what a fucking shame. Like, what a fucking shame Cameron Diaz, a talented actress, has to play in this awful piece of shit movie. Is Julie Gianni, Kurt Russell. Like, fucking Kurt Russell is about as cheesy as fucking Cheese Whiz, alright? He was, like, cool maybe in, like, 1985. In 2001, he sucks. Goat balls. Fucking goat balls. That's right. Kurt Russell plays McCabe, and, Jason Lee, poor Jason Lee. One of my more favorite actors, actually played in, if you remember, Mallrats. He played in Mallrats, a lot of Kevin Smith films, as he plays in this movie as Brian Shelby, David Ames' buddy, so to speak. So, anyways, it's directed by Cameron Crowe, another shitty director. Much like that Kelly guy who fucking directed, Donnie Dirtball. So, the movie starts with, open your eyes, you'd rather not fucking open your eyes to this piece of shit. So, pretty much, Tom Cruise is running down an empty street, and he's worried about his life. He's, you know, not fulfilling his dreams, even though he owns a fucking company, is like a multi-billionaire, for some, like, fashion agency. Who in the fuck knows? I was barely even paying attention in the beginning, because it was already confusing enough. So, he wakes up in bed with Cameron Diaz. Like, that's such a bad thing. I mean, waking up in bed with Cameron Diaz. He acts like it's a bad fucking thing. He's all freaked out. I'm sorry. Wouldn't you want Cameron Diaz to be, like, in bed with you? I mean, come on. You've got to be kidding me. If I was a single man, I'm an engaged man, but if I was a single man and I had the choice between, you know, sleeping with Penelope Cruz or, Cameron Diaz, I'm pretty sure I'd be sleeping with Cameron Diaz 10 times out of 10. I mean, what a piece of shit Tom Cruise is. So he's running down this empty street, and, he's just completely confused about his life. Well, pretty much, he meets, him and his buddies go to this party, and, he throws a party for himself, something about his birthday, I have no fucking clue. So, after that, he meets Penelope Cruz in the movie, and he's, like, completely mesmerized by her. And, meanwhile, Cameron Diaz is stalking Tom Cruise. I mean, she is, like, dead onto him like shit and flies, you know, flies on shit. I mean, she is just completely attached. So, pretty much, movie takes a twist. Penelope and Tom Cruise almost get freaky, but they don't. It's kind of gay, in a sense, because, like, he starts drawing pictures of her and saying that she's gorgeous. Meanwhile, he just, like, completely ditches Cameron Diaz in this film, which is absolutely astonishing. I mean, I'm sorry. I would not be ditching Cameron Diaz if I had a freaking shot at her. So, pretty much, Cameron Diaz finds out that he's been hooking up with Penelope, and, she decides to go psycho on him and drive him off the frickin' interstate. I mean, imagine that. I mean, that's like Lorena Bobbitt shit right there, you know? Like when Lorena took out her knife and fucking chopped off John Wayne Bobbitt's penis. Well, anyways, she drives him off a fucking road, and apparently Cameron Diaz dies in the crash, and Tom Cruise is completely disfigured for life. He wakes up in some silly dream sequence where he's, you know, looking at this, like, vanilla sky, because they talked about that, like, later that night in one of the scenes, I believe, about how he loved vanilla skies as, you know, a kid. More like fucking chocolate skies, because this movie's complete shit. Fucking horrible movie. So, anyways, pretty much, like I was saying, wakes up, dream sequence, and then he starts babbling on about Penelope Cruz, and he becomes the stalker. He went from being the stalkee to the stalker. So now he's stalking Penelope Cruz, and Penelope's freaked out by it, and meanwhile, his buddy, Jason Lee, a.k.a. Brian Shelby in this film, is hooked up with Penelope, and he's trying to bang her, but he completely fails thanks to Tom Cruise being a complete jackass that he always is. So he kind of falls asleep in front of the middle of the street. So after all this, he wakes up to some dream sequence that keeps going on, and this is where it gets a little freaky. Kurt Russell is his, like, supposed psychiatrist, kind of trying to prove his innocence that he didn't kill, apparently. apparently Sophia, aka Penelope Cruz, because apparently he choked her to death or something to that extent. It starts getting like really kleptomatic here. Like, you can't even understand what's going on. You don't have a fucking clue, like, as to the dream sequence, or is it real? Well, anyways, the movie takes a complete twist when he finds some gay, Richard fucking Simmons, gay-ass homo, like, staring at him at a bar. I'm sorry, I'd be freaking out at that point. I'd be like, get me the hell out of this fucking gay bar. No, what the hell does Tom Cruise do, being gay Tom Cruise, and being the Scientologic dirtball that he is? He goes over and fucking talks to him. I'm sorry. If I had a choice between talking to Janet Reno naked or talking to this fucking pink suit wearing jackass, I'm pretty sure I'm going to take talking to Janet Reno naked, although that's pretty disgusting in itself. So he starts talking to him, and apparently he doesn't know anything. Like, he has like no recollection of like what's going on. So toward the end of the movie, and I'm going to spoil it for you because I don't want you to watch this piece of shit movie, he wakes up in a dream sequence again, and he's, it turns out he visited the World Wide Web and found this little gay homo on the World Wide Web, and it's called Life Extension, the company. Now, I'm sorry, I don't really believe in Scientology. I believe in God, and I don't really like this film because it is a Scientology film. I mean, think about the other Scientology film that we'll go in depth on sooner or later, Battlefield Earth. More like fucking Battlefield Dirtball. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. Like, this fucking Scientologic movie is bullshit, okay? You're telling me that he just randomly went on the web, doesn't remember that he went on the World Wide Web to look up life expectancies, or extension, or whatever the hell a company is, and then he pays all this money to go in a cryogenic freezing lab, and he's been dreaming for, like, all these years. Like, there's no sense of timeline in this. Like, I mean, you don't know where the fuck you are in time. It's like, from, like, one point, you're, like, in, like, 2001 at the beginning of the movie, and then, like, you're in 150 years, like, later, still in the same fucking dream. Like, come on. You've got to be kidding me if you want to live like this. You've got to be a fucking complete asshole to want to just, you know, dream for 150 frickin' years. I mean, this movie sucks ass. So, anyways, something went wrong in the life extension. He's been living this huge nightmare where he can't seem to distinguish fantasy from reality, and pretty much he ends up, like, there's a couple scenes where he ends up choking, like, Cameron Diaz, and it's going back and forth between Penelope Cruz, Cameron Diaz, Penelope Cruz, and it's just so damn confusing. Like, why did this piece of shit movie ever have to be made by Paramount is beyond me. I mean, this is one of the worst blunders of all time. Like, it was their obsession with, like, Tom Cruise during the Tom Cruise era, the kind of rebirth of Tom Cruise, like, get his career jump-started after such a piece of shit film like Eyes Wide Shut, which we'll also review later. This movie just is total ass. It's not the worst film I've ever watched. I've watched plenty of worse films than this one, but, you know, this movie could have been really good if they had made Life Extensions like the evil anti-group it should have been. Like, it would have been cool, like, at the end, if you would figure out that, you know, millions of people have been going to this, Life Extensions and getting the lucid dream, more like wet fucking dream. Lucid dream. That just sounds just gay. I'm sorry, that just sounds like so fucking gay. I would rather probably die than, you know, live a lucid, wet dream the rest of my life. A lucid dream. That just boggles my mind. So, pretty much, like I was just saying, it would have been awesome if they had made the Life Extensions Agency like this evil, anti-demonic, like, firm, you know, like, we're Life Extensions, and, it's kind of creepy. What creeped me out most in this film was watching the lady at the desk, because she's on Chronicles of Narnia, I believe, and, you know, the lady at the desk just really creeps me out. Her name is, Tilda Swinton, and she is just freaky. Like, her teeth look like buckwheat gin or something, you know, like buckwheat's teeth, like completely disgustingly yellow. I mean, she's definitely a foreign hillbilly, if those actually exist out there. I mean, she does not believe in brushing her teeth. Like, it's probably been since like World War II since she's brushed her teeth or something. I mean, good grief, brush your damn teeth. Get some teeth whitening or something. You freak me the fuck out. So, anyways, pretty much, the lady at the desk is like, oh, you got the lucid dream and all that, and, you know, it's gone wrong, and we'll get the tech support guy over. Well, sure enough, that tech support guy is the same gay homo that I was just talking about prior. And, you know, the one that I would rather, talk to Janet Reno naked rather than talk to this fucking bozo. So, he's riding up the elevator with this gay homo, which I would never even step fucking 10 feet away from this prick. And they're going up the elevator and everything, and he's like, well, you sought me out on the World Wide Web, and like all these other, you know, stupid subplots are going into this piece of shit movie. So they finally reach the top, and he has a choice between doing the life extension or, you know, living this life or just dying and, you know, going to the beyond. So he chooses to jump off, but what's really freaky is the way Kurt Russell is kind of made up, and you kind of tell, like, in the end, because he asks him a question, and Kurt Russell can't answer it. So, it was just all a dream, and, you know, eventually, like, he just jumps off the building and just, like, splats like a fucking Twinkie. That's actually one of the cooler parts. But it would have been cool if they would have just shown his body, like, splat. You know, like if you heard the, you know, sound splat. You know, like in Batman or something, like, and then, like, the word would, like, pop out when he talks, like, splat! Yeah, that would have been cool, but obviously this movie was not going for that. It was going to be fucking sucky and rip you off a lot of money. And back to that again, it would have been cool if, like, Kurt Russell was trying to help him out in this more. Like, he was kind of maybe, like, the cop or something that would go after, Life Extensions and, you know, kind of oversee the situation. No, instead, it turns out just to be a shitty film, a shitty Scientology film that's nothing about action. It's just drama, like, pure drama. And I have to be honest, this is one of the most boringest films I've ever watched. If you're looking for action, please do not rent this film. This is complete fucking drama from beginning to end, and the movie fucking sucks. Movie was directed by Paramount, and, you know, just another fucking example of a shitty movie with the big build-up and getting shafted right out of Hollywood's big ass. But, there's actually one quote that I like here. From Tom Cruise, and this is his nickname, and it's actually kind of funny when he says this in the movie, and it boggled my mind that he actually went by this or agreed to be, like, you know, agreed to this, like, nickname. It's pretty gay to me if you like being called
Citizen Dodo. Citizen Dodo.
Yeah, so I would rather be called, like, Fried Shitface or, you know, Fuckballs and Citizen Dodo. I mean, that sounds like, yeah, like having dodos in your ass or something, you know? Like, honestly, I have to question Tom Cruise's sexuality here. Sometimes I wonder if this guy really is bisexual or something. I mean, he obviously has some problems. If you like being called Citizen Dodo, I mean, it's fucking horrible. This movie really fucking sucks. End of story. Nothing really else beyond this point that I can describe about this movie. I mean, I would honestly, in review of this movie, I would probably rather, like, I don't know, go to the fucking zoo and get eaten by a lion than watch this fucking film. I'd rather be shoved up a rhinoceros's ass for like 3 hours than watch this fucking movie. I'd rather frickin' watch, you know, the grand prize game on like Bozo the fucking Clown, you know, for 3 fucking hours than watch this film. There are a lot of things in life that you can do besides watch this fucking horrible flick. I mean, it's so bad that you'd rather fucking take a shit and have it fall over, you know, your damn face while doing a handstand. Like, you'd rather fucking swallow that shit. It's terrible. Fucking horrible film. I don't like it. It's completely awful, and that's my review. Well, join us again next time on the Fucked Up Z Critic Movie Gallery. We'll be reviewing other films as the weeks progress that are fucking horrible and that you should not watch. So stay the fuck away from bad movies and have a wonderful Easter holiday. And that is if you celebrate it, unlike this fucking Scientologic dirtball that doesn't celebrate Easter. Have a nice day.